It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine. It's episode 171. God, I don't know. Psychologically, the somehow 170 seems like a lot more than we have done. Like when it was 160 something, I was like, yeah, whatever. For some reason, the seven just, we gotta stop.
Everybody's done 160 episodes.
We need to just stop this.
170 is just getting ridiculous. Yeah. Just, what is the point? What could we say that we haven't said in 169?
Yeah. There's a podcast of just all words that you could say. It wouldn't have that many more episodes than this, would it?
Has anybody done 170 episodes of any podcast ever? No chance.
Oh, man. Well, I've been just fucking flying nonstop.
Yeah.
What was this one? Oh, this was another little event thing I did in Milwaukee,
which is Algonquin for. Appearance fees must be adding up.
What's that?
The appearance fees must be adding up.
Yeah. Yeah, the fee that it cost me to appear somewhere is definitely adding up.
Yeah.
I agree. No, the first one was fun because I just went and hung out, and then it's much better when you don't have to fucking do anything. But so this one involved speaking for a second in front of, you know, threes of people, and it still gives me anxiety for like 3 days.
I wouldn't do it.
It's the worst.
I'm still not over my anxiety from doing that best man speech at that wedding a year ago.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That was the best.
The worst, God. I'm not even joking. Like every once in a while, I'll remember that wedding, and I'll get a little feeling of the anxiety that I had during the right before it or whatever. And I'm like, ugh, just like gives me a feeling of like, fuck that. God. Nothing is worth that.
I went and experienced real cold though. And it wasn't even that cold. Like the amount of cold it was there, we've had here before, you know, like the fucking wind chill just really did it though. It was like 30, which, you know, it gets 30 here in the winter sometimes. I think, right? Yeah. I can't remember the last time it did, but it does. But then the wind chill is just frozen death of ice. Like it was unbelievable. My ears, you can't have your ears in the open. And I didn't think of that. So I didn't bring like a beanie or something, but it was exceptionally cold. Yeah.
Those hats with the flaps or whatever.
Yeah, I see why those exist. That would have been nice. I would have worn Elmer the Fudd. Fuck out of one of those.
That's not something you see around California ever.
No. I would have worn one with flat, like a flap that goes straight over my face, too. Like just four flaps that all flap down. I don't know why they only have two flaps.
Yeah.
But that was fun. I feel like there was something I was going to talk about with that, but I just can't.
Yeah, all
remember.
Those trips, nothing crazy happened.
Well, I mean, nothing that nothing that's worth getting into here, but I mean, I did have to fly 400 times. Let's see. Do you have any notes on that? Airline food? No. Oh, actually. Okay. No, I do have something to talk about. So this was before my last trip. When I went to Oklahoma City and the city, wait, I didn't do any of stuff on that. My brain is dead. Did I just say something? Did I do anything on Oklahoma City is what I'm trying to ask you.
I don't think, we haven't done a show.
Yeah,
in two
that's
weeks.
Right. So Oklahoma City is just the buildings. There's no people.
Oh, yeah. You That's did say
the
that.
Weirdest thing. Oh, I think I said it at when we last met and
yeah.
at Easter. But it was weird. Like we were downtown. We were a stone's throw from, you know, the Oklahoma City basketball-y building. Like we were right there, I think. I'm pretty sure. And unless it was some other. No, it was that. And like we were there from Thursday to Sunday. And the whole time you could just walk like in the middle of the street. There's no cars, people, nothing. I don't understand it. I don't know if people just preemptively all hang out in tornado shelters there or what, but there was no people. It was the weirdest thing. I don't get it.
But they don't need to go anywhere. Maybe there's an underground yeah. tunneling system between buildings.
Yeah. I got to hear about tornadoes, you know, on the Uber ride or whatever, on the Lyft ride. That's always fun. I'm torn because, you know, whenever you have a Lyft driver, I guess, you know, historically it was a taxi driver, but now it's just one of those apps and it's just a normal person. You know, it's not like, it's not like someone who's a professional taxi driver. But anyway, I'm always torn between like, I obviously me being me, I never initiate any conversation. That's pretty much true in of most interactions in my life. I never initiate a conversation. But if somebody's going to talk to me and like I'm in a place where I know nothing about it and they live there, that's always fun. You know, I like to ask like the stereotypical things, like especially about Oklahoma. It's like, so, yeah, you know, tell me about all the fucking weird tornadoes and stuff that you get. And so he's telling me about that. And like, I guess they remember them by the days of the month or something, because he said like. He just started rattling off tornado names. He was like, oh, yeah, we had the, you know, like all the big famous tornadoes that you haven't heard of. He's like, yeah, let's see. Most of them. Oh, that's what it was. I asked him, like, when do they usually happen the most? You know, and he said, oh, well, let's see. I think he said March, which is when it was. or did he say May? One or the other. And he just started rattling off. Oh, yeah. See the 3-2, the 3-19, the 3-21, the 3, like those were the names of the big horrible tornadoes in their history. They're just known by like the date. I think it's what it sounded like. But anyway, no, the thing that was fucking unbelievable that made me want to fucking kill somebody. And it sucks because it's the kind of thing that there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I can't like have a tantrum, but it's such an unreasonable thing to happen that I feel like I need to yell for an hour. So, you know, I have my new, I almost said Chrome. What the fuck is my stupid phone?
Pixel
2. Yeah. I really am running on low sleep, so I may say really stupid things, but anyway, I've got the Pixel 2. So I spent, you know, quite a bit of money on this thing. I did the payment plan, so that's nice. But still, I, you know, all in all, I'm probably, $1,000 on this fucking phone? You know, like I spent a lot because my last phone was a piece of garbage, even though it wasn't even that old. So anyway, I'm all geared up to go on my trip, you know, to spend hours and hours stuck in an airplane. And the Pixel 2 and a lot of the phones these days have just, they've gotten rid of the headphone jack. They've outsmarted the headphone jack. You don't need that anymore, you know, because it's my,
so what, yours doesn't have a headphone.
Mine doesn't have a headphone, just a USB-C hole. That's all it has. But of course it comes with a handy dongle to plug into the USB hole so that you can't charge it while you're listening to something, but you can, it converts it into something we already had. Like it's, God, so fucking stupid. We've already... anyway, so it comes with a dongle. And it's like, okay, whatever. It's annoying, but the price of having an awesome phone. I actually really like the phone otherwise. And then all of a sudden, the day I'm leaving, like literally as I'm waiting in the airport to, you know, like just wait for my flight and all that, I want to listen to... I got all kinds of shit to listen to. Podcasts, music, you know, like just... Actually a couple new bands I wanted to check out, like all this stuff, you know, there's no better time to fucking listen to things than flying. You're stuck and sitting for hours. And so I go to plug in my dongle like you do.
just what you do with the dongle.
I plug in my dongle. I didn't forget it. I have my dongle And the phone doesn't recognize it. Like, I push play on something and it plays out of the speakers, which was embarrassing, of course.
Yeah.
So, like, so I push play and it's like, blah, blah, you know, somehow it's even loud even for an airport. But, and then I was like, oh, so it must be some problem. So, you know, I take it out and reinsert it 760 times. And it's the same thing every time. It plays out of the speakers, plays out of the speakers. It's not working. It's not registering. I go in, you know, in the little settings or like in the drop down thing. And it says, like, whenever I plug in my headphones, it gives me the message, like, oh, what do you want to do with this USB device? Do you want to transfer photos? Do you want to, like, charge it? Do you want to, you know, like, it thinks it's some fucking device or something. And I'm just going nuts. Like, I'm restarting my phone 1,000 times. I'm doing all this stuff. I Google it, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a known, it's now a known issue. By the way, known issue as of, like, December. So it's been fucking 5 months. And one of the posts I find is like, oh, yeah, they're going to patch it. You know, like, there will be a software patch for it. And it's like, OK, well, that was December. So I guess that didn't fucking happen. And then another one was like, well, if you blow on the cartridge and restart it, you know, just like nonsense stuff to try. But of course I did it. You know, it's like if you unplug it, restart it, then just plug in the dongle without the headphones attached, and then open the play music and then attach the headphones. I was like, okay, well, I'll try fucking whatever, because I'm in a desperate situation right now. And so I tried all that. Nothing. Just nothing. It's not working. God,
so annoying.
Yeah. So, God, it's so fucking frustrating when we outsmart ourselves with this. Like, a technology... The headphone jack technology is perfect. There's nothing. It's a tiny fucking little hole that you have in your phone, and it just works. You just put the headphones in there and they just work. You don't have to. There's no fucking, do you want to charge it? Do you want to transfer photos to it? Do you want to fuck? You just plug it in and it works. That's all. Since the 80s or something, yeah. Like since fucking Walkman.
It's not like it's better sound quality. No, or something like,
it's yeah, not.
Like, oh, this new one, they're the best technology ever of headphones that you can't yeah. possibly use with the.
It's already regular. The best. It's already it's, the best that's going to be. There's
it's tiny, too. The little hole is like exactly. the smallest thing.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
My theory is, I swear to fucking God, my theory is it's not symmetrical. I bet you that's what it is. Like, they're just, well, we can't, we like the one center hole, and then. If you have a headphone hole, then it's like you can't, it doesn't look, or something. Or, and then countless people right now are typing emails and tweets or whatever to us. Oh, but Thomas, get Bluetooth. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Or I could just use the fucking headphones that I've used for my whole life now that plug into a thing and just work. I think, you know, like that's, we already figured it out. I don't like Bluetooth headphones. I actually had the AirPods, whatever, the iPhone ones. And I don't really like them. I actually sold them back because I didn't have any at the time. And so I just didn't get to fucking listen to anything for 7 hours of my flight. Like, okay, just can't do that.
What did you do?
Well, I mean, I did. Fortunately, I have my computer and I have work to do. So I did a lot of work, but like still, I mean, I want.
7 hours.
Well, including layovers and crap. I mean, it was like a 2-hour flight and then a 4-hour flight or something, you know, and then there's a bunch of layovers. Or maybe it was a little less than that. Maybe I'm thinking of the one I just did because it was further away. But anyway, the point is this fucking thing, like there's nothing more rage inducing than I'm about to be trapped in an aluminum tube stuck, like just chained to an uncomfortable seat. The one thing that's fun about that is, oh, play some tunes, blast some. And then the other thing is like the plane's really loud, you know? So I like having the nice music going in my ears because, you know, blocking out some of the noise. Can't do it all because we have to be so fucking sleek in our designs. We got to be just so fucking brilliant. We can't have a perfectly useful, amazing, tiny little hole that just fucking works and plays the music in our fucking phones. We have to, oh no, this is this one jack. It does everything. You just have to attach a stupid fucking dongle to it. God, it's so annoying. it's the worst. So I had
the word
to. So
dongle cannot possibly be an improvement.
I know, dongle. That's the only good side, I would say. Like, yeah.
At the same time, I'm jealous I don't have a dongle.
Yeah. if you don't have a dongle, you're missing out. I mean,
dongle.
Yeah. Everybody get your dongles out and let's
that's a perfect
dongles.
Example of like a nerd as was in charge of naming something. He's like, fuck that. It's everyone's gonna have to call it a dongle because I made it up. No one can tell me that it's not cool. That name, that word is not cool.
Dongle.
I'm well, in charge
I mean, it
now.
Comes because it dongles. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It names basic. Itself, really.
So I ended up just going to the Verizon store in Oklahoma and buying the stupid Verizon, like the Bose noise canceling. I was like, I'm so mad that I had to spend too much money on something that's probably not even good, but they're the noise canceling ones. So that was like my revenge is spend more money and have a better thing. But whatever. It's just so annoying. So anyway, that
the Bluetooth just, or the.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth. Something. Well, yeah. I mean, it has both, but. Oh, yeah. But it's. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, and that's weird. That sort of is segues into the one thing this week I was going to talk about. This it's almost the opposite. And if you're done with all that,
sure. I mean, I have 20 more minutes on dongles.
I hate to cut you short on dongles, so to speak. Sort of speak.
let me just hold on. Just write down save dongle material for later. I can always just pull out a dongle, you know. Comedy bit.
Half your dongle note sheet is used now, but you still have the other half.
Yeah, I have a different like spreadsheet for dongle material. Anyway, go ahead. Do your thing.
I had the unfortunate thing. You don't even have to be a homeowner. You could just be a renter, I guess. But I don't know how many times you've had to do this, but the whole when you like flush the toilet or whatever, and it's just something's not like it's just not working. Something. It's weird. Because, I mean, I've had a toilet every day of my life. I've been around. I mean, there's never not been a toilet. But you could go a decade with just, you just push never open that tank. You know,
right,
and like you
just
take 1,000 shits and you just flush the toilet and that's it. Like it just works.
Yeah.
You don't think about like how it works or why it's working or, you know, when it's going to break or whatever, but. This house that we bought, I think they must have just put all the toilets together whenever it was built, like 15 years ago or whatever. And they're all failed. Like I did the one downstairs when we moved in 2 years ago, and I still remember the pain of that. And then our upstairs one just is like the little ring or something wore out to where it's just always leaking. Like you have to turn off the water. Mm-hmm. And I went in there and it kept like moving off to the side when the thing lifts up and the water's going down in there, the ring like kept going up. So I just pulled it out.
So the
and that
tank doesn't
worse.
Fill is what you're saying.
Yeah. It just never can fill because it's draining all the time. And it makes that noise and just like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right. I told my wife, is like, well, I'm going to go to, you know, somewhere, whatever.
The
I have to go here or there.
Store. Yeah.
And I was like, can you stop at fucking whatever, Home Depot or whatever, and just get his fucking toilet kit? God, it's the dumbest fucking thing. I swear to God. Anyway, I told her, like,
I don't know what you're talking about. Get a toilet. What?
The toilet kits for your toilet that does all the flushing and stuff. Have you ever had to do that?
Toilet kit. You mean just all the like a spare parts?
Yeah,
like
the innards.
The innards of the toilet? Yeah.
There's no spare parts. You just do the whole fucking thing every time.
You just get rid of all of it.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Because when I got the kit, it's like it's got the fucking, you know, there's the
ball,
part on the left that's the thing
floaty.
That goes up and down as the water rises and stops the water. And then you got the, you got to, there's bolts on the bottom. You got to replace all those.
It looks like something that like Ben Franklin invented.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it's funny that you brought up the like outsmarting ourselves in technology because
technology. Let me ask you this. You're saying this toilet technology hasn't been replaced with dongles yet? There's no dongles?
No.
Wow.
It's not even like the 80s. It's like the first toilet is this setup 1780s. And that's all we've ever done. Unless there has to be some like rich toilet that I have to find that does.
Well,
everything.
I will. I've got something to say after you're done.
Okay,
but along sort of along those lines.
Yeah. So, and I specifically told my wife, I was like, buy the best one, whatever looks like the most expensive, advanced one, because I bought one that was like shitty. I think on Amazon, I bought like whatever someone said was the best one.
It's already shit all over.
they're fucking stupid. They wear out and like the. Handle thing doesn't work and the chain gets to, anyway. So yesterday I got home and So I finally didn't have work. You know, I was like, fine, I'll do this fucking toilet.
Yeah.
You just know it's like an hour. It's a minimum of an hour. Just like getting under the fucking toilet and doing all the wrenches and bullshit. And like all the old, there's the little rubber things where the bolts go through.
Oh, they're all crust, huh?
They're not just crust. They're like ink. They're like like a fresh ball, well of ink somehow, all of them. Like the black, they're black. And if you touch them, your hands are stained black for till the end of time. Like my hands are just black now forever till I die.
Gross.
All of them are like that. Yeah. And so anyway, I was doing all that and I was just in there and I thought the kids and my wife were gone. And so I was like, I'll just fucking, I don't know. It's so hard for me to accept that I have to do that for an hour. I don't know why.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. It's just your whole day's waste of time. Work. Yeah. Everything's already lined out to the minute.
Yeah.
And then it's like, where am I going to find the infinity of time it feels like this is going to take?
Yeah, and there's no like,
and you're just trying to get back to zero.
Exactly. The best case scenario is you can take a shit and flush the toilet. That's,
I mean, which is pretty good, but
pretty good. We were just turning off the water, going to the bathroom, and turning the water back on to fill up the tank. And that was my first thought. I was going to make a joke about is like, it's just, how many years do we live as humans where you just shit in like a hole outside and smelled like the worst smelling thing.
How did people deal with that? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. That was forever. I mean,
yeah.
And at some point we got running water. Like it's impossible. There's no way we have running water. Like everybody's house has like unlimited fresh water. Yeah. And like, I was laughing about the fact that like, I'm like, oh, I have to turn this knob like for a second for the water to turn back on every time I want to go to the bathroom in this pristine porcelain. Yeah. Porcelain throne that I get to sit on in like my air conditioned house. Like, God, it never gets old being a human that just whatever you're used to is it's fucking terrible.
Absolutely
and like,
true.
And if you have to go below what you're already, everything you already hate doing, if you have to go below that, it's just unbearable. Like you just would, I just almost drown myself in the toilet rather than turn that knob for like 2 seconds.
You just walk around and shit your pants. You just don't even.
Yes. Like all the like millions of poor bastards there's still people today that have to, you know, in countries, they just take a shit in like a hole and then.
Yeah, it probably like pollutes their own water supply and then they like die.
Kills their whole family. Yeah,
it's the worst.
It absolutely does.
That was most of humans forever. Yeah,
most of them.
And this
sucks.
And you have a tiny knob you have to turn a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, that was the first joke that I thought of that, or not joke, it's just ridiculous how lazy and spoiled I am.
Yeah.
But so like you said, the best case is that I just get my fucking toilet back. And then I was thinking of, I guess you don't probably have this problem, but I still do. I don't know what it comes from, but when I'm in that mode of like I have to do this or whatever, I just had it, like you said, I have this like expectations thing that I get into trouble with my family where if we've talked about this a million times, but if they say, hey, you know, Thursday night, we're have a grandma's dinner or whatever, then I go, fuck, I don't want to go to that. But if it's like Sunday night and they say Thursday, I have to do that, then I just plan on it.
Yeah.
And then I'm okay with it. Like, it's fine. If it's like Thursday afternoon and I think that I'm going to be laying around watching TV or anything, and then it's like, oh, hey, well, let's do this. It's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Yeah. It'll fucking ruin my whole day just because I have what I'm going to do for the day already figured out and that's fine. And then I just accept it anyway. So it's like that with the toilet, because like I said, it was Saturday and my wife said, oh, we're going to go shopping and whatever. And I specifically was like from noon to fucking two, probably. I mean, I was hoping it was only an hour, but it was, you know, I'll just do that when no one's home and then they'll get home and the toilet will be fixed. I'll look like a man because I fixed the thing or whatever. And so, of course, they don't go anywhere. Like, I get home and they're not around. And then I'm in I wonder if this would bother you, but I was in there. I was in there.
Yeah.
And it's like a half bath. It's just a toilet. It's like a toilet closet that we have.
This
up
is
there.
Your downstairs?
No, upstairs. Well, that one is too. Oh, it's okay. Like that. But this one doesn't even have a mirror or anything. It's just a, like we have a bathroom that has like sinks in the shower, and then there's just a little closet with a toilet.
See, I would have just probably avoided using a toilet for months and not.
It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So I was in there, and it was the middle of the day. It was like, you know, it's fine. Like, it was, the point is, it wasn't dark or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there like underneath the fucking toilet. It's a literal closet. Like, there's maybe not even a foot to the left and right of the toilet. That's it. That's all that's in there. So you have to get down there on the ground. I'm like laying sideways on the ground, all the wrenches and all that shit. And my wife comes up and she's like, oh, it's really dark in here. Turns on the light and like opens the blinds. And I'm like, dude, can you just like, I was like, it's fine. Can I just leave me alone? I'm in hell for an hour. I don't like, it's just, I get in the mood where like anything anybody could do, it doesn't matter. She was probably 100% just trying to be helpful, but it's just, I can't explain it, I guess, but
yeah.
I've just accepted whatever this is. I'm going to do this for an hour. And it's like, I guess it would be like if you're on a plane or something, you're like, I'm going to fly for 2 hours and then I land. I'm going to be in this toilet closet for an hour, and whatever happens, happens, and then it's over. That's all. Anything that happens outside of that is annoying or is not necessary.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not really like, understanding why. Like, why did that bother you? Did you not want the light or something?
It was fine. I don't need a bunch of light in the window open. And it's like super bright in there. And I'm trying, I just don't want to be bothered when I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm in a mood. I can't, it's just a mood I got into. Like I said, it's all my fault. I'm not blaming her.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to I thought you guys were leaving.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I get that a little bit where it's like, if I finally decide I'm going to do one of these fucking things, I just want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it really.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I can help you with the toilet. Like, let's do the toilet or whatever. And it's not a two-person job. Like, it's just one person has to throw away an hour of their life, and that's it. I don't know how to explain exactly how I feel about this whole thing. It's funny to me, but I don't know if I can explain it. But anyway. So, yeah, but then I just want to talk about, like, let's just talk about a toilet, like what they do.
Sure.
So, you got water coming out of the, for people who've never had to do this, there's just
water. Yeah, I wonder how many people don't have any idea how their toilet works.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I'm sure many. Water comes out of the wall, like someone's plumbed water to your toilet place. Comes out of the wall, you have a tank. It fills the tank up with water. When you push the little flushing thing, it just opens a little flap over the hole in your toilet bowl for water to go into your toilet and then down the drain. That's all it does.
Yep.
And then it closes, and then the water's still on, and it fills your tank up to a certain level and stops. Uh-huh. That's all that it has to do.
Pretty much.
And this this last toilet kit I bought looks all.
Oh yeah. Know, so like, did she buy a good?
Like, yeah, she got a good one.
Okay.
It's all plasticky. Has like cool gray and black color angly. You know, like it could have an LCD screen on it in there for some reason, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it looks like they've designed it like this. Looks like a piece of electronics or something, but it's just the like same aerodynamic. Exact, yeah. The same exact stupid fucking setup that they've always had.
Yeah, it's a bobble. I think that's what
they used to have. Yeah, yeah, that's true. The older ones, they did have like a floating bobble thing.
Yeah.
A dongle, if you will. And
that's not a fucking dongle. Come on.
Yeah, that's the basic idea is as the water rises in your tank, it has to trigger something.
Yeah, the bobble rises and then it closes a little, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So now what they have instead, I don't know if
they have a different thing? Whoa, hold on.
No. It's
Ben
not
Franklin
different.
Is rolling over in his fucking grave.
No, the thing is, it's totally not different.
Okay.
They just, instead of having that stick with a ball on the end of it that goes to the side, now there's just a cylinder with a floating square, like all together. And then that thing goes up with the water. It's the same thing. So it looks way cooler, but they all do exactly the same thing.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. Like, if all that has to happen is it fills up with water, you pull a thing, water goes down, then it fills back up. Doesn't it seem like there's a better way? There has to be. And
you're
why?
Saying we should get on trying to reinvent something that's been there for 200 years.
Yeah, I guess. The weirdest thing to me, I know why you have to do it, but the weirdest thing is, you have to take the whole fucking bowl off every time because remember that plug that's at the bottom, like underneath. So you got the toilet bowl. When you take it off, there's just
the
a hole. And then you have to put this giant rubber fucking thing under it, like a cap on the bottom of the bowl.
Sorry, you're talking about the tank you're taking off?
Yeah, you have to take the tank off.
Oh, okay. Ah, interesting. I've never had to do that, but okay.
Well, on mine, I don't know. Maybe there's different ones. But it's hard to explain. The tank sits on this thing that has a hole in it where the it goes down, where the water disappears. But you have to put this like orange plug thing over the bottom of your bowl and then smash that down in the hole and then bolt that all together real tight for some reason. Anyway, those are the things that are always going to wear out. Those fucking, the bolt, rubbery bolt things.
Maybe that's what I need to check. Unless you had another, do we cover the toilet or is there more?
No, well, the last thing is, so I did it or whatever and it's fixed. And it's instantly like
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, no one said thank you or no one's like, oh God, thanks for doing that. We don't have to, turn that knob anymore. It's just like, oh, now the toilet's back to whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just did something like that. And it's so insignificant after you're done that I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Like, I think I did something and then it was like, oh, and Lydia's great. She gives me my kudos for doing whatever the thing.
Yeah,
I didn't
get any kudos at all.
Yeah, really?
Probably because I was a dick when my wife came.
Yeah,
to help
no,
me.
That's true. You kind of
And I knew it. That's what I was going to say too. Because I couldn't fucking resist being an asshole.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, the little bit of thing I would have gotten out of doing this, I've ruined it instantly. I knew I was ruined.
Not only is your toilet just trying to get back to zero,
yeah,
your reputation, everything, all that is just trying to get back to zero. God,
yeah,
that's amazing.
What happened. The fucking toilet fucked me. The whole thing just fucked me again.
Yeah.
Nothing good came out of the whole thing.
I've just sucked 1 hour of your life away. So here's my story. Because I, at a very young age, I was always a curious kid. And I liked how things worked. And I was pretty decent at figuring things out. And so I would fix the toilets, when they would break at our old house. And of course, that just meant, because we very rarely would actually buy any new toilet innards. That would happen. But more often it would be like, just try to do some fucking, mangling, do some, some sort of tinkering,
set your guns to the hang.
Yeah. For example, like the bobble, you'd have to try to bend it because it was out, something was off, so that would be what I'd. So I felt quite acquainted with toilet technology. I felt, until I've got my house that's only, I think it's only 12 years old now. When we bought it, it was, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And our toilets, I hate our fucking toilets.
Does anyone like their toilets though? That's what I'm saying. Like maybe we just.
Here's what I want. Can you just have in your home, the fucking industrial, like airport toilets? Cause that's all I want. I want something where I take a shit and then I hit a button and it goes.
Yeah.
And just nukes it like this everything. You're not going to have a clog. You're not going to have anything, because more often than not we go to, our sister's old house or something. You go to some old house where you hit the flush button on a toilet and it just goes like, and just like a teardropper of water comes down. And you're like, oh my fucking, you have a panic attack. Cause like, there's no way whatever I just did is going to go away with this amount of water. And then it like kind of almost does. I want just the industrial, you hit a button, you hear like a loud, roar. And that's what I want. But anyway, I bet you there's some fucking, ordinance or something like uses too much water.
Yeah.
But, our toilet, our downstairs toilet, these newfangled, kind of weird toilets, that I have, the downstairs one is leaking a little bit. It's not that much. But like, every few hours or something, it'll have to go off and do the to fill it back up a little bit. So it's leaking a little bit, but not like a ton. So I was like, oh, well, surely I can just patch this up. I mean, I'm Mr. Toilet. Like I got the know-how and the elbow grease.
Yeah.
And I open it up and I was like, what is this? It wasn't what I was expecting. And I think I would be able to figure it out, but I was... Back to the time budgeting, I was like, oh, I will take 3.5 minutes and figure out what's going on here and fix it. And I opened the toilet and it didn't look anything like any toilet I've ever done. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Cause like, that's an hour. That's a, you know, that's a, yeah. I wasn't ready for that. So I still haven't fixed it. Actually, yeah. It's just kind of trickling a little bit.
Yep. But that's what I'm saying.
It you might be to... the new, it might actually be the thing you're talking about, which is the square thing. Yeah, and the thing. I actually haven't, I've only worked on the fucking ancient Ben Franklin toilet that we had.
The other thing is that
height with a key on it inside it. Yeah. Anyway,
when you get a new kit and you look at the instructions, it looks so impossible.
Like
it's that's like always true with pages.
Instructions. Every time there's instructions, I'm like, there's no way that's going to happen. And then
I always think that, like you said, with being the toilet man back in the old days, if I just replaced, you know, a toilet a day for a week and then somehow kept that, what do you call it? Like expertise or whatever in my brain. Then when something happens, you're like, oh, I fix it in 2 seconds. Like you just, but the problem is you do it once every 10 years. And you're like, it's like you're saying, how the fuck does this work? I don't remember. Forever. And then the instructions are impossible. They make no sense.
Instructions are the worst.
If I had to do another toilet tomorrow, it wouldn't, I'd be like, oh, I already know how to do this. I'll go do it. It takes 2 seconds. It's just that, it's those things. There's too many of those kinds of things where you're like, and when you get older, you just forget more and more. Like when you're a kid, you could do it a month, you know, or a year, and you'd be like, oh, I remember how to do all this, do it right away. Like building a computer, it's just little things like that. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm older or I'm dumber or whatever, but it's too daunting. Like I think about it, I'm like, fuck, like you said, I got to set aside an hour or 2 hours for this meaningless thing. But anyway, I think that somebody out there has a good toilet. Like it's just that we don't, like, you don't need to buy a new toilet. They don't do anything.
Well, it's like our thing with the doorbell.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't apply now because now there's the Ring thing that we have. But we did didn't you do a whole bit on how, like, if your doorbell sucks, you would never replace, like, nobody replaces their doorbell.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't know if Lydia got it or if someone got it for us. I can't remember, but they got the Ring.
We got it for you, didn't we?
Did you? Oh, okay. The Ring doorbell. Yeah, did all that. So I actually did. Well, but hold on. Now that I'm thinking about it, that still uses the same chime. Yeah. So like no one ever replaces it. They're like, oh, this doorbell chime doesn't have enough horsepower. Yeah. Like I need to get something better.
You would not spend money on
that. it is what it is. I think it's the same with the toilets. You're just like, fuck it. But maybe we should, you know, maybe I should.
Yeah.
We should go like to a hardware store and just find like the best fucking toilet and just, you know, it's one of those things like you use a toilet. It's not as though you're not going to spend money on it and be like, oh, damn, I never use that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like okay. Did you have more? We actually are already at a decent time. I was just going to touch on the fucking amazing baseball we played at Easter. Yeah. So after the Oklahoma trip, I come right home exhausted. And then we drive an hour and 45 minutes to our sister's house, you know, for Easter. And I was like, okay, I do like seeing, you know, I love going and seeing everybody, but I was so tired. It's just like, all right. Yeah. And so I was kind of like out of it, whatever. And then at a certain point, we decide we're going to play some catch. And I don't have a mitt. I do now. I think I have a mitt. Well, I'll get to that in a sec. You hand me a mitt that's, of course, 7 sizes too small and not a real thing. But it's still, we play catch with baseball. And then, like, the cool thing was about our little, you know, family that we have. Is that our extended family or is that? I don't even know.
Yeah,
our extended family is you and I start playing catch and then someone else joined and then someone else joined.
People
and
were
then
coming out of the woods.
Someone else joined. Yeah, like an old man came out of the woods to play, like a hitchhiker. It was just all kinds of people kept joining catch. And at a certain point, we're like, well, this is stupid. Let's just fucking play baseball. Because we had like
7 people in a weird, like
you get to catch a ball once every 15 minutes. And so we're like, well,
it was
play.
Like real baseball.
Yeah, exactly. So like, let's just do some hitting. And we got, you know, you got little kids who are like practicing, like, you know, your son's fucking awesome now. And like daughter's playing baseball. And then, you know, our sister's kids are playing a little bit. And so we just played this game. God, the only thing I want to say, there's nothing funny about it really, except that, you know, we used some bat that you had and just fucking ruined it. Cause it was,
yeah, My daughter's softball bat that she's using.
Yeah, it was a metal bat that apparently was not designed for actual baseball because we just, it absolutely crumpled. But anyway, it was really fun. And the thing, the feeling that I had that it's not, I don't even know how to describe
it. You've been chasing since.
Yeah, no, it's a feeling I have not had since God knows when. Was we were out there playing baseball. It was the most fun I've had in my whole life. Like, I've never had more fun.
I can't believe it. I mean, I do get it, but
I've always loved playing sports.
I know.
But anyway,
not baseball.
Well, I never had played it really. Like, I played it when I had to play with some shitty kids and I hated it and it fucking sucked. And not only that, by the way, I was realizing today as I thought back, I think my attention deficit was a big problem. Or I don't know if it's that per se, but I remember in baseball, because nothing happens, I would just be off in my own world. Like, I had no fucking idea what was happening. A ball would come to me and I'd be like, where am I? What is this? Because I can't, I would be off in my imagination. You know, I couldn't, I it sucked. But anyway, this was not that. This was the most fun I've ever had in my adult life. And the dude, here was the feeling that I have not felt in a long time. When the sun started to go down.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, I was like, ah, oh, I had that feeling of like, God, we got to play for like, you know, we got another like 20 minutes maybe of like good, solid outdoor, you know, fun time. I haven't felt like that since I was a kid of like,
so fun.
You're just, it's because it's this bittersweet thing of like, this has been fucking fun. I wish the sun never would go down, but it is going down and we got a little bit more daylight, you know, just God, it was a, it was an incredible feeling.
Squeezing in a few more hits or whatever.
It really was. So I really was like, why am I? Let's just do this. This is, I found the only things that are fun in life is like playing with a bunch of kids. And like, you know, we've got a whole bunch of athletic men in the family and you know, that play. It's really fun. God.
Yeah, it was awesome. So
anyway, I bought that an entire baseball team.
That was not even a real, I mean, we were in a little.
We're playing in a rattlesnake, field, like hole filled ankle breaking swamp.
Yeah. It was, imagine if we played on a real field with like the fence and we hit it over the fence.
Well, we're doing that. So I ordered baseball stuff because I was like, well, I don't have a mitt. We don't have a real bat and we don't have any. I mean, I guess we had, did we even have a real baseball or was it a softer one? But anyway, so I ordered all that because fucking Amazon, you can just get everything now. And so I'm happy with all of it, except I swear the glove is too small. I'm going to have to, I haven't played enough baseball to, it feels too small to me, even though I swear I ordered the right one. But all I want to do now is go to a fucking real field and just play baseball. God, it was so fun.
It's really fun.
Man. Good positive note.
Yeah. Getting like a grounder and throwing to first is just one of the greatest feelings. Yeah. I mean, obviously hitting, but it's just so fun to try to throw a ball to a target. And when it's in your glove and taken out of your glove and catching it, it's all the best.
Which really do because of how awful the terrain was. Yeah. But like in a real field, we'd get to actually do that. It'd be really fun.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, I'm absolutely 100% want to do. Like, I will, wherever I have to drive, I don't even care. I'll just go play some baseball. It's so fun.
It's really fun.
But that feeling of the sun going down, God, it just brought me back to like when you're playing outside as a kid, you know, it's just like, such an interesting feeling that I haven't had in like 1,000 years.
That was the best thing I did when with you guys when you were all younger. We used to play Home Run Derby all the time. Mm-hmm. I organized games for us to play like that all the time.
Yeah, we'd have different levels for each of us. Like, this is our home run. And I remember, too, the ball you made. we have to make... God, because we didn't have anything. Oh, we've talked about it before. We didn't have fucking anything. We literally... This is not a joke. People will think we're trying to, like, make a funny fucking thing. We had a fucking stick. Like, we had, like, a wood... I think at some point we had some sort of plastic bullshit bat, but then...
They just break.
Yeah, they break or we lose them or something. And we found a good solid piece of wood and, like, made a bat out of that. And then the ball was, like... The ball was, like, the guts of some old ball. Like, it could have been the ancient, you know, the sport the Mayans played or whatever, for all I know. Yeah. Like, it was some ancient, just the dried out... You know, because the summers in where we're from, the sun just cooks everything. So all the shit that we lost or left outside, if we found it later, it would just be this bleached, crumpled nonsense, you know? And I specifically remember when you made, or you or I, somebody, probably you, but made, not only was the bat duct taped to infinity because you had to like keep it together, but that ball that was just like this, it was just more duct tape than ball. It was like way too big. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Like this, it had like duct tape threads coming off it all the time. Because that would get out in the sun, and then the duct tape layer would be all dried out and cracked.
Oh, God. It was so dumb, and yet also the best thing ever. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. That was really fun. So even that, to this day, I would still do. Like, if we just had that shitty bat and that shitty ball.
We probably shouldn't play with an actual hardball and an actual hardball bat. Someone's going to get murdered if you hit the ball really
hard. No, but an actual field, you're so far away, though. Like, because that field was too close. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, we'll have the grown-ups be playing infield. We're not going to have the kids. Like, yeah, anyway.
That's true.
What I was worried about was catcher, because that was a funny thing. Someone was trying to play catcher, and it was like, I was realizing if someone foul tips one straight back, like with no gear, you're just going to get, your face bashed.
It's really
in.
Dangerous.
So I played catcher for a bit, and I was like, well, I don't need to crouch, and I'm just going to stand 7 feet back and just... I'll a grounder, like after the ball lands, I'll pick it up. And who was it? I think it could have been our brother-in-law or somebody didn't do what I did. And they we rotated and they were playing catcher and they're crouching. I was like, this is not. And there was a foul tip and it went behind. Do you remember that? It went behind and missed the person by like a foot or two. And I was like, just go all the way. We don't need to play real catcher. God. But anyway, that was so fun. So that's a positive note. You know what we got to do for boner content? I finished Bagwan
Wild
Kenobi.
Wild Country, yeah,
Wild Wild Country. Everybody's watching it, by the way. I'm hearing, like, even the conferences I went to, like, people are like, oh, yeah, have you watched this? It's really going viral, the Netflix thing. So probably most people have seen it. But if you haven't, we're going to do spoilers. So we'll talk about that. But thanks so much for listening, everybody. And if you want to hear our bonus extra, go to patreon.com/shoeshine. If not, we'll see you next week, and thanks for listening.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.